Hello.
Hey. Oh God.
Don't kill us pulling out into traffic.
I'm killing us pulling out into traffic.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night and there's no power in Sausalito.
There's no power in Sausalito. Woo! So we're getting the heck out of here.
We are. Jeff, you were and Vinny were recording some lengthy endurance run business on the couch when the power first went out.
Yeah, so we got about 15 minutes in, and then the power went out. We lost all that.
So that was only 15 minutes? Because I know you guys have been recording for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
So we lost all that and then had to basically go back to our save and start again. And but before getting started again, we moved the PlayStation 2 and the capture computer over to our brand new UPS,
right?
For hot battery backup, and then the power proceeded to go out like three more times while
At least six times the power went out.
Six, really?
Oh, I think it went like, yeah.
Okay.
Like it went out. So it started going out more and more often, and
yeah.
And then
the last time it didn't come back on.
Yeah, so
we won't spoil how Monday's endurance run will go, but you should watch it because I'll be really interested to see how that pans out.
I'm just stoked that we were able to just give a big fat middle finger to the crappy power grid in Sausalito.
Dude, I know.
And come up with our own solution.
Nothing stops the endurance run.
Nothing. Does. Not Wesley Snipes.
Not Wesley Snipes.
Not Fly Girl, Jenny Lopez.
Not squeezing gasoline out of a tube into where the train people take tickets and burning them.
Nope.
Nothing like that.
No, you can't. Can't stop the money train.
White men can't jump.
Also true.
Yeah, so that was
passenger 57.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Terminal velocity.
Yes.
Yes. So we went to Best Buy today.
Also went to Best Buy at lunch.
And I bought some $10 games.
We bought
I didn't think they would have any of these left. I thought that they would all be
gone.
Yeah,
totally. I was surprised. That was awesome. They still didn't have Pure, which I really wanted to get a copy.
Yeah,
of.
Pure is probably like the one like good deal in there. It's like a good mix of recent game that is not bad.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I'm sure Quantum of Solace probably is worth $10.
Yes. I think a lot of these games are worth $10, but I think as far as like games where you're like, why is it $10? Pure is probably like the one of those.
It's like, oh geez, that game should have done better and shouldn't be $10.
Right. So I picked up a smattering of stuff in addition to a copy of X-Men Origins Wolverine,
which we did a quick look at today, Jeff, and which I think is going to be awesome. I'm going to dig into that this weekend. I'm stoked about it.
I probably will play a bunch of it too. I don't know. I mean, I bought a copy, so
yeah,
I probably should play it.
Probably. Well, whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever. Just put it in the stack of games that I have that are still sealed. So I also got some $10 specials here, like SingStar Volume 2.
Yeah, see, and I bought that at the holidays. I bought that for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, full retail.
Well, like, Samba de Amigo for the Wii is also discounted, and I bought that at full price, and it's still sealed.
Yeah.
We were going to review that, and then I didn't. So, yeah, I got SingStar Volume 2, and then I got some 360 stuff, namely Turok.
Good call. I got that myself.
We'll play some multiplayer Turok. We'll be the only two. Silent Hill Homecoming.
Also picked that up.
Turning Point Fall of Liberty.
I already have a copy of that. That's still sealed on my shelf.
I'm worried that I might already have a copy of that as well.
You know what? If I have a copy of that, you probably do as well.
And Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
Brad has my copy of that, but yeah.
And
if you liked what they did with Guitar Hero Metallica, you'll hate what they did with Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
Yeah, well, I just feel compelled to get games that support those peripherals because there are so few of them.
Sure.
And if I can get them for $10, like, hey, why not, right?
Hey, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I saw they were also selling Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock for 10 bones at the Best Buy also.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, but
I already got that. I got that, and I believe I played it for about 3 hours and then said, okay. I'm good. I don't really like these songs so much, so.
3 had some okay stuff on it.
I remember really,
The thing for me about 3 is that what I liked about it was I liked that they went for the goofy, like, super exaggerated art style for all the characters.
Yeah.
Which they then proceeded to lose for World Tour, because they just recreated all their characters using the character creator that was built into the game.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Instead of looking all extreme and severe and awesome, they just kind of looked like dudes dressed up like those characters.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. Yeah.
Which I wasn't a huge fan of. But
don't reckon to this car.
I'm going to reckon to this car.
It's a Lexus.
I'm going to mess up this Lex